Intervju Radija Študent.
Dobrodošli v današnji ediciji RŠ Intervjuja, katerem pred nastopom na drugi godbi danes večer v kinu Šiška gostimo libanonsko-francosko-alžirski projekt Love and Revenge. Kar se glasbe tiče, Love and Revenge svoje zločinile zvoke iz kulturnega in popkulturnega okolja pakirajo elektropop in druge glasbene odvode, na koncertih pa jih predstavljajo v dodatni dimenziji. Love and Revenge je namreč audio-video projekt. So we're sitting here and the first thing I'd like to know or talk about is the music part of your performance. So you combine the golden age of Arab music and cinema in a special fashion with your visuals and stuff like that. But I would like to know the first, where did you pick samples and other influences that you put in your music? What was the main factor in choosing that?
It's not samples. Okay. It's much more than samples. It is sometimes the actual song as it was recorded in the 40s and the 50s. And the idea was to take the whole song or a big part of it and to revisit it, but to let the people know that the song is still the same song. I mean, to let the people recognize the song as far as they know, if they know the song. But if they don't know the song, they will notice that the singer is still very present here. So it's more than sampling, it's really between the cover and the remix, and you know, it's something
in a new context, for example.
Definitely.
Okay.
New rhythm, new dimension.
Yeah. The spirit of the song.
Yeah. Yeah. To
I
keep the spirit of the song.
Noticed that you sampled some songs from movies that were, I won't say musicals, but songs that are sung in movies, and then you reproduce it to another song. So why exactly Egyptian film and Arab film in general?
We wanted to work on this archive. It's a big archive. The Egyptian cinema was spread throughout the Arab world, and it's a very important visual material that talks about the culture and influenced people and the culture of all the Arab countries. And it has been a huge production, and since the Egyptian cinema was a big industry since the 30s, and it still is, but we decided to stop it in the 90s to focus on this golden era. So it was about revisiting this culture and showing it, because people don't today. The young people don't know it.
Okay, and another element of the musical part is the Western, let's call it Western music. Is the reason you use it, your life between, I don't know, France and Lebanon, and the both of your worlds is inside the music?
Yeah, I think the electronic parts, with the electronic oud and the keyboards that are overlapping with the actual old original song, is also part of living in a world where globalization is part of our everyday life. And so we're still dealing with other people's culture, mostly the Occidental, the European culture, without losing our own culture, our own identity. And I guess this accepting other people's culture while living with your own culture is a way of doing the link. Yeah. Between those two cultures.
And Arabic music mixes very well with electronic beats.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
It shows it. A lot of people are doing it, and it's functioning super well. The beats are... it gives spirit to the electronic music, while electronic music became a bit dry and machine-like, and then there's the spirit of the singer that comes and give it soul.
Yeah. Let's talk in genres. We hear a lot of electro pop music in your samples, but there's also slowed down trip hop and hip hop breaks and stuff like that. So that comes from your musical background. You're a pioneer of hip hop in Lebanon. So what has been your path, your musical path up to now?
I've always loved down tempos and very trip-hop-ish beats. And I think sometimes it's much more groovy than fast tempos and you know, very punchy and speed. And you know, sometimes this groovy thing, you can always have it. You can only have it when you're in the down tempo thing. And of course, I come from a hip hop background. I did like 10 years of Arabic hip hop. And I think the rhythm of hip hop is the rhythm of a walking person. This is exactly, I mean, when you walk, the tempo that you have in your feet, just a normal walk, not a fast walk, a normal walk, I think it's about 86, 88 BPM, so it's really like, and this duality you have in the beat is really like someone walking somewhere, and I love this feeling.
Yeah, I could agree with the pace of walking in hip hop, and I want to talk a bit more about the visuals. What? A similar question for him and for you. What was the idea behind choosing the visuals that are in the concert? It's a collage of many Egyptian and other movies. Do they tell a story or something, the visuals, or is it together with the songs they create the story?
Each song has a different concept.
Yeah.
And basically I watched around 100 movies and I chose scenes from each movie that I liked for a reason or another. I focused a lot on the image of woman, seduction, love, and also revenge, and so that was the guiding line. And then I was focusing on images that speaks without dialogues. So it's very important to speak through image and to understand what's happening in the image without people talking, because the music is doing that part. So it's a way of revisiting the Egyptian cinema, the whole Egyptian cinema, without having to watch a movie for 2 hours and a half, which are movies that have their own pace, and you need to know Arabic to watch it. And so it's a way to show that these footages without having to, and to understand the storyline without having to watch the whole movie.
Okay, and how does Love and Revenge reflect your personal individual work as a VJ, as a visual artist? How, that's a question mainly for you, but also for you. You kind of answered that for me, but does it upgrade your previous work, or?
I mean, I've always worked on gender and on the roles of men and women, and through cinema this is a subject that you can see without if you take out the sound on any movie, you can see better how it's functioning, these gender roles. So so this project came and enriched my my previous works on gender, and also it allowed me to see a lot of to see further in how gender roles are functioning and how it is they are being communicated through the media
culture.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm gonna move on to the cultural aspect of your work. So how did you come together from quite different backgrounds? How did Love and Revenge actually become, and what is the cultural message of Love and Revenge? So, the movies from the golden age of Egypt and stuff like that are movies from a secular country. the country that wasn't, that kind of broke with the, I don't know, conservative past of I would say, the political and feudal past of the Islamic world. But then Egypt had this own industry of movies, and the system wasn't Islamic, it was a military dictatorship, but it still allowed movies about love, movies about women, men. It was kind of a secular government and a system. It's quite different now, I'd say. I'd say that the Arab world has turned a bit more conservative in the past years. So, do you think that bringing these movies back plays a significant role in emancipating the roles of women and oppression against them, let's say?
Yes, I mean, during the 50s, the Egyptian cinema played a big role in combining modernity and the Arab world, and how we can move through modernity and understand it and all the problems that it arises from it. So it was a very important tool to talk to the population and to do the past together. And then in the 80s there is the big waves of Islamists that came and that changed the whole political background of,
you're working,
and change the whole political background of this of the Arab world. So yes, it is important for us to remind each other and to remind ourselves and the rest of the world and the Arabs themselves what was the culture, because I think the whole struggle is a struggle of memory, and we are in all everywhere. We forget very easily. We forget very fast. And it's a way, without putting our own input, I mean, our own input is through editing and through how we put the message, but these movies were the same. We didn't add to them anything.
So I have another question. Does Baby Love and Revenge have a political message? Because I've read that you were not inspired only by movies, but also by writings of Edward Said, which is the star of Orientalism.
Yes.
And a post-colonialism. Is there a post-colonial or Orientalist element to your music, like in connecting the West and the East?
Yes, I work a lot on post-colonial studies and on the Orientalist theory of Edward Said is something that is always present. And the way whenever our culture meets the colonial culture or the suprematist culture, it's always present and we can feel it. So Love and Revenge revisits these codes of Oriental codes, but in the same time it has a twist. So it shows to people that these Oriental codes, it plays on these Oriental codes, if you want. It plays on them in a way in which we cannot get out of Orientalism, we cannot get out of it, but in the same time we can show it. And when you see it, it becomes very clear how it functions.
Yeah. And also I'd like to talk more about some general stuff. You're on a European festival tour, right, in these months, since the EP came out. So I'd like to know, how do the crowds respond to your performance? Is it, I mean, it's mostly, I feel it like, danceable music. People dance, do they enjoy themselves all the way, or do they come and watch, or how do they?
That's a very good question, because actually they do both. They don't dance because what we're giving, even if the music can be very, very groovy and you can move, but I don't think our goal, Randa and I and Mehdi and Julien, I mean the four people on stage, our main goal is not to make people to dance. I mean, we're not bringing people to dance. It's not a party. But because we have the visuals, we have some messages also. I think it's a political act. What we're doing, it's a social political act, I believe, like Randa said. And What you said about the Arab world getting more conservative, in a way it's true, and in a way it's weird because it's getting more trashy. And if you open the TV today, you will see video clips that are super trash with girls half naked. I mean, it's getting extreme in both ways.
Yeah.
And we have a message here. I mean, we have something to say with this performance, even though it is a kitsch, very colorful performance. But at the end, we get people to dance. So we're doing both, actually.
So what can the visitors of today's concert expect from you?
They can expect to see a lot of movies, a lot of music. They can watch, they can dance, and they can enjoy themselves and go out with
questions.
With questions, yes.
Okay. With questions about the past, about the media today, about what the image of the Arab world is today, comparing of what it was or what it should be.
And for me, what was is also what is. So I don't think it's the past and it doesn't exist anymore. This past is still present in people's minds, and it's not maybe in the governments, it's not in the politics, but people's mentality, they carry those movies with them. People know these movies by heart, they know these songs by heart. When we play in Europe, it's different than when we play in the Arab world, but it's we are getting a public that is between 16 years old and 60 years old, and everybody is finding something in this show that we put together. And also we are being able to reach for an Occidental audience as well, as much as we're able to reach for an Arab audience. And it's different, but the public is always participating in a way. We feel the people, and we feel, and they add and they change the rhythm of the show because we're playing live.
Yeah.
So, and it affects us.
Right.
And usually, we were lucky all this time, all these gigs we did, but usually we have a very nice reaction. People enjoy it a lot. And we ended up in a very nice way, in a very good mood.
Right. I can't wait. Any other message for our listeners, maybe? Special.
Don't do drugs.
Okay.
Don't marry too soon. I don't know. I don't know, yeah, whatever.
Thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you, it was a pleasure.
Thank you. Torej, poslušali smo intervju z libanonsko, alžirsko, francosko zasedbo oziroma projektom Love and Revenge, ki bo v sklopu festivala Druga godba nastopil nocoj ob 23.15 v kinu Šiška. Sicer pa prijetno vabljeni na celoten festivalski večer, ob 20.30 nastopijo Širom, ob 21.45 pa Jasmin Hamdam. Intervju sem pripravil Dušan, za konec pa poslušamo še en komad, torej Love and Revenge, Mta. Lep pozdrav.
لك يا جارة ديكلاراسيون الغرام هيدي إلك.
حضرتك بتكذب؟
نعم لا غلطان يا بيي. حمص قروش تحكي مع حالك.
Intervju Radija Študent.